On Friday, Kurt Lepping appeared before District Court Judge Catherine Easter in Anchorage for sentencing on 23 misdemeanor counts involving fish and game violations. Lepping was convicted in December of a series of illegal guiding incidents, bear baiting, and taking red salmon from a lake where it was prohibited. The acts extended over 4 years. The owner of Alaska Lakeside Lodge had previously lost his guiding privileges in 2002 for federal infractions, but according to the latest convictions, had continued guiding anyway. Judge Easter, who called him a worst offender, said the earlier punishment had no effect on his behavior, nor at his 55 years of age did she think rehabilitation likely.
As far as I can tell, defendant is purely motivated by greed, pure and simple greed, and an incredible arrogance that for some reason the fish and game laws do not apply to him.
In his brief comment to the court, Lepping said only that he was overwhelmed and couldn't understand everything that was happening to him. He had simply relied on others. Judge Easter said the response indicated Lepping still took no responsibility for his actions that led to 23 convictions.
I have no doubt that, left to his own devices, he would leave here today and go out and do precisely the same thing he has been doing since 1996.
She then sentenced Lepping to 700 days in jail with 350 days suspended. He forfeits two airplanes used in the convictions, a Piper Super Cub and a Cessna 206. His fines total $85,000. He is permanently banned from having any license associated with guiding and will not be allowed to hunt or fish anywhere in the U.S. for 10 years. He is to report for prison on March 2nd. State Assistant Attorney General Andrew Peterson had asked for considerable more jail time but less fines. He was pleased.
This is definitely one of the more significant jail sentences, one of the more significant fines, and one of the longest periods of revocation for guide license and hunting privileges in the state of Alaska.
Lepping and his family left immediately after the sentencing. His lawyer, Scott Engelhart, would say only he was surprised at the severity of the sentence and they would file an appeal within the required 15 days. Trooper Sergeant Katrina Malm was the primary witness at the sentencing. After adjournment, the 12-year veteran of the troopers described the lengthy investigation that had resulted in the convictions and sentence.
With the vast amounts of evidence items that were seized during a search warrant, it took myself as well as several other troopers and even some of the agents' assistance from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service approximately 9 months to digest all of that evidence, just to go through all the paper documents, all the videotapes, all the photographs. 3 computers were seized.
Captain Burke Waldron of the Troopers Division of Wildlife said the sentence is an important twofold warning.
It sends a message to the guides that they're going to be held accountable when they profit from illegal commercialization of the wildlife. It also sends a very loud message to the public that the court and the state of Alaska values its resources and places a high value in those resources and hold people accountable when they violate those resources.
Sergeant Malm agreed. When people hear of sentences like this, she said, maybe they'll think twice when an opportunity to violate occurs. After all, the resources belong to all Alaskans. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.